Tough one for the Stars last night. We just talked to Daryl Raiseray. The Metroplex probably needs some therapy this morning after last night.
Absolutely.
So let's bring him in. He's a professor at UTD. He's our good friend in sports psychology. It's Dr.
Sir,
Carlton Maxwell.
Opened the door a little bit early today. Sorry about that, George.
That's okay.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
And good morning to Bob Wilinski. Oh,
yes,
I love Bob Wilinski. Yes, did you have a steakhouse at one time here, too?
Yes, Wilinski's? Smith and Wilinski's, yes.
Yes, yes, thank you, babe. Yes, good morning. Now, before we begin, let me just have a sip of my morning coffee.
There it is, Bob, the big sip of coffee. It's longer each time. Okay.
That's so good.
Why don't you do that before you walk into the studio?
I was driving my Prius up here listening to you guys, and I was so engrossed by what Reaser was saying on your airwaves.
That who was?
Reaser.
Reaser,
yes,
yeah,
he's a play-by-play guy for the Stars.
But said Reaser.
And I was so engrossed by what he was saying, my hand absentmindedly landed on the leg of my passenger, my teaching assistant, Nicholas.
Oh,
and
Nicholas.
It was such a funny moment that just happened and hopefully opened a dialogue. But anyway, yes, it was a great interview, and I just wanted to give you props for that.
Oh, well,
yes,
that's all Razor.
Anywho, I'm working overtime today because so many athletes and fans have booked appointments with me today.
Have they?
Yes, because, you know, let's be frank, my clinical practice makes an appreciable difference.
A what?
In sports fans' lives.
It makes a, I'm sorry.
An appreciable difference. Appreciable. Open your ears, fool! An appreciable difference.
Appreciable.
Yes. Yes. And I must admit, I'm engaging in a little bit of disaster price gouging because my hourly rate today is $300.
Whoa.
Yes. And, we're doing 35 minute hours today. But, anyway, but I'm here to help. And I know I usually come in here and I promote books.
Yeah.
But today I have another thing I'd like to promote.
Okay.
I'm starting a new podcast.
All right.
Because podcasting is the way of the future.
That's what we hear.
Podcasting would become more and more of a factor in everybody's world.
Everybody's world.
Yes. So, if you'd like, you can, wherever you get your podcast, you can search your mind. It's called The Art of Intersectional Psychology and Artifactual Psychosis in Cultural Relativistic Competition and the Drops Third Strike Rule.
Yeah, that is a,
yes.
a long and confusing
and
title.
And we focus on that and hot Hollywood goss.
Okay.
Yes, it's me. It's hosted by me and Adam Carolla.
Okay.
And yes, so we have that. That's coming out soon.
All right.
And I want to acknowledge that this is a very difficult time for the Daily Stars fans.
Yes, it's a
there
tough one.
There is a lot of grief. A lot of grief right now. And, you know, there's five stages to sports grief, according to the Kubler-Ross model.
Okay.
And it includes denial and anger and bargaining and depression. And then the final stage, which is calling for DeBoer to be fired. So we can expect a lot of people to be going through those stages today. Yes, yes. And I did bring some books related to this that I think would really help your viewers.
Wait a minute. Books related to last night's
loss?
To
last night's loss, correct.
That's less than 24 hours. You're already turning around books on this?
I tell you, with self-publishing, it's a miracle what they
AI,
can do these
I
days.
Guess, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So let me start with this one. This is called Letting It In Over and Over Again by Stormy Daniels and Jake Oettinger. It's a parallel tale. Parallel tale.
Okay.
And then this one, everyone likes hearing from the man in charge. So why not we go with Remind Me Why Oettinger's in the League by Pete DeBoer. It's a screed. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this guy is really going off.
I guess he printed some of that before last night.
Yes,
I guess.
Some of it, yes.
That kind
yes.
of makes
it
me
was,
think
some of it
that
was a little bit pre-written. Yes,
while.
Yes. This one here, this is a good one for you. I'll give this one to Robert.
Okay.
It's It's called Unlike the Football Team, At Least We Got to a Conference Final by Jim Nill.
So defensive there.
Screwbirding another little GM here
in
town.
That's the third volume of that, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's the third volume. Yes, yes. Very good, Rob. You had the first two, Robert?
I do.
Oh, good, 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 good. This is a good one for you. Everyone likes a personal story, don't they?
Personal story, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. I think people understood it the first time. Thank you.
Sorry.
This book is called Better Than an Empty Net, Barely, by Casey DeSmith.
Okay, come on.
It's a lighthearted tone.
Oh, it's just lighthearted.
It's
children's
funny. No, it's so funny. Children's book, pop-up characters. Right. It's wonderful. It's an interactive book. It's a great, great. This one here, this one's called I Know I Can't Win the Big One, and I Know It, by Pete DeBoer, forward by Dak Prescott.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes.
So soon.
Dak acknowledging what we all know.
I have Tony Romo's edition of that.
Do you? Yeah, Tony Romo also. Right. Yes. As a matter of fact, the first 1,500 are signed by Tony Romo.
Right.
Interestingly enough. And then finally, I have this one, and I brought one two copies here for this. He's because I knew there were going to be two of you in studio this morning.
Okay, two books.
But this is called, what?
Two books.
What did I don't even understand what you're just saying.
Well, that's what
you're speaking some weird Swedish accent or something. I don't even understand what you're saying. No, this one's called I Couldn't Be Happier This Morning by Nico Harrison.
Okay, bye, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. There you go. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.